Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Martin Holland is here, too. Martin's back. He's an award-winning business coach, co-hosts the Cashflow Contractor podcast. He's the author of The Profit Problem. They say I make money, so why don't I have any? Boy, that's a constant lament for small businesses. And as I've said before, he's been with us before, and he's our friend Martin Holland. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So since the last time we were here, what are you seeing out there? What's the landscape look like in terms of the strength of small businesses?
Well, surprisingly, I hear all the bad news, but I have currently about 30 clients. I've had over 300. I'm in contact with hundreds of businesses every month. And with very few exceptions, everybody's doing very well. And we can speculate as to why that is. I think it's got to do something with this stimulus money that's floating around.
That's helping.
The fact is, everybody's doing very well. But there are people probably don't want to hear that, restaurant business, things like that. But that's just the facts the way I see it right now.
The face-to-face people, venues, restaurants, theaters, things like that, those are the people who have really taken it on the chin. Other people who don't rely on the gathering situation, the gathering scenario for a business model, have been able to weather this more. I have another theory I want to run by you, and you're one of the people that would know,
sure,
would be able to answer this. One of the things that I observed over the last dozen years is post-2008, those small businesses that survived that collapse and survived 8 years of Obama-Biden, they did that by deleveraging and tightening their belt and becoming better operators. Their balance sheets improved, their debt went down, their cash flow went up, and I'm convinced that one of the reasons why the small business sector has been able to withstand the coronavirus to the extent that we have, and indeed our economy has, I'm convinced is because of that toughening up that we've gone through in the period I'm calling the lost decade. What do you think?
I agree with that in general, and it's interesting that you say that, because I actually have some small business clients, and we're managing their companies by their balance sheets, and that's just unheard of.
Small business. That's right. Most small business owners don't have a balance sheet.
Well, that's the point of my book. After they read my book, they'll understand why it's so important. And it's a little bit subtle, but when it dawns on them, it's like smack themselves in the side of the head and say, duh, I need to manage my debt. I need to understand where my cash is compared to my debt service payments. I need to know what my overall debt is. There are some programs out there by the SBA that are very attractive right now, and I don't mean the free stuff. I just mean they'll loan money and make your first 6 months payments and waive their fees.
Yep.
But your balance sheet has to look right in order for them to do that. And most small businesses, well, I don't want to be insulting, but really many, many, many small businesses don't really even know what
balance sheet is. Way too many. Your cash flow, which most small business owners do keep up with pretty well. If they survive, they do. Your cash flow is the road you're going to take to go down your career path with as a small business owner. But your balance sheet is the destination. It's what you're trying to achieve. It's where you want to go.
Yeah, well said.
And if you don't have a balance sheet, you don't know where you're going. You've got a road. You've got propulsion. You're on the way, but you don't know where you're going to wind up without a balance sheet, do you?
Well, the balance sheet and the profit and loss, but they work together. The balance sheet is the score. And you have to know what the score is. You have to know how the score is kept. And if you don't like what it is, what the score is, you have to know what to do about it. And that basic fundamental information comes from financial statements. Most business owners use bank statements to give them that kind of information. And bank statements are not the same as financial statements.
When I had my consulting
company, they don't give you the guidance.
When I was doing what you were doing, and this is a classic story. I went into a business that was invited to come and help some people who eventually wound up going out of business. But they had 100 employees. They had a few $1 million in revenue. And I asked them for the financial statements, and they brought me their previous year's tax return.
Oh.
That is a classic response. I mean, I've seen, that wasn't the first time I'd had that happen. And that's like me saying, let's make a salad, and you go back, and you go out in the garbage, and bring me 3-week-old lettuce. You know, it's useless, right?
Yeah. Now, just so people listening, your bank's going to want to see your tax return from last year. But what they really want that for is to confirm the books that you gave them
that's right.
Your books are correct, and that's what you told the government. You know, one thing you said about cash, there are three main palliatives for a small business owner. By palliative, I mean things that bring calm to your brain, allow you to make decisions looking to the future, that make you aware, that calm you down. And in my experience, those three things are, number one, cash. If you have a cash reserve, your life is different than if you're going hand to mouth and wondering about payroll. The second thing is leads. A line of people you can see in the future that could become customers, so that you're not desperate to get the next guy that walks in the door. So cash, leads, and the third one is a kind of a broad topic, but I'll call it organization. Now, organization means things like I have systems and processes to operate my business and marketing and so on. But organization also means that you know what your corporate documents are. You know, that you have a CPA and you got your tax returns done, and that you've got HR policies and files that are compliant. So being organized, there's a whole list of things.
Right.
But organized means that these things that rattle around in your brain that is a business owner you're really not familiar with, but you've heard of, somebody's handling that stuff. So you don't wake up in the middle of the night or hear a news story about
inside
something
of what
that
you just said is the fact that making sure all that happens is the CEO's job, not the manager's job.
Correct.
When we come back, I'm going to get Martin to talk to us about that. How to help you become a CEO more often. 20 after, right back with Martin Holland. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.